Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is, what is today? January 10th, 2023. It is a Tuesday. I'm so excited to be coming to you with episode number 251, and we're going to be talking about something that I struggle with continuously on a daily basis, and I've struggled with for a long time since I started my voiceover business. Well, interestingly enough, it was the beginning of my voiceover business. Actually, I didn't struggle with this, but as I grew, the struggle came back. I've always struggled with this my whole life. But the title is Focus on 2023. We are going to talk about how focus can be your greatest asset or your worst nightmare, and it can determine whether your business grows to incredible heights or crashes and burns. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
So, it is fantastic to be coming to you guys for another podcast episode and talking about something that, you know, I struggle with a great deal. So, some cool things that are going on. You know, we're in 2023, so we made it past 2022. I feel like every year we really should celebrate. I mean, like, you know, don't you think so? I feel like every year we make it, man, we really should have like a big celebration, because each one of these years, wow, they are the last couple of years, they had just been tough, right, to make it. So, we've made it. So that's the first part. Let's see, you know, VO's Journey Elite Academy is doing wonderful. We're growing. If you're not a part of the Academy, we'd love to have you, of course. We've added a script workout night once a week. So, you know, we have our coach come and bring scripts, and you come, just bring yourself, and we do a workout where you get feedback. You get to perform, get feedback from the coach. We also don't record those sessions, just so, you know, it's more of a safe environment. You don't have to worry about it being recorded or anything. We just wanted to make sure people feel comfortable. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And we had our first one last week and it went fantastic. So, you know, that's really cool. We just announced the contest winners today for December. Vincent Caruso won. Very proud of you, Vincent. Nicely done, my friend. But we had like over 30 people, and Vincent's going to get a Fiverr gig review. I've been thinking about bringing people on the podcast and do some, maybe some interviews of people in the Academy, you know, like maybe even the winners or something like that. It'd be kind of fun. But we're doing that, and really excited all about all that. So let's dive into this idea of focus and what I mean by that and how it makes a big difference. So I am this idea guy. I've felt like in my life, I've always been this guy that has all these ideas, right? I mean, no matter what I do, my brain populates ideas, and you know, they're not bad ideas. The problem comes in because my brain's always populating ideas, and then I easily convince myself that these ideas should be acted upon in a quick manner. So what happens is that, you know, I drop everything I'm doing and I just focus on the new idea. And what I find happens to me is that throughout my life, if I look back, it caused me to really jump from one thing to the next, constantly jumping from one thing to the next, never really focusing long enough on one particular you know, one particular idea, you know, giving it the effort, not necessarily the effort, because I would give these ideas, I've had extreme effort, you know, really ridiculous amount of effort. But because, you know, I would jump between ideas pretty rapidly, nothing ever really got done. And this happened to me a lot. And also the being able to identify what is the most important thing to be doing at that moment. You know, that's a very skill within itself, right? Being able for you and your business and me and my business to identify what the most important thing is for our success and focusing solely on that one thing. I like the analogy about to-do lists, right? When you put together a to-do list, most people, I know when I put together a to-do list, I have like 10, 12, 15 things on the to-do list, right? And as you look at that to-do list, what happens is that we never get the to-do list done, right? And because of that, we're always kind of scrambling, trying to figure out, well, which one, you know, we got to get this one done or we got to get that one done. And what happens is it's like diminishing returns, right? None of them really fully get done the way they should because we're hurrying on to the next one, and or they get halfway done, or none of them get done, or most of them don't get done at all, right? Which happens the most, I think. So I love that analogy because and it's the truth. Really, because I think it points out that even when you have a list of things that need to be done, if there are so many different parts to or pieces to that list, I mean, you know, like so many different pieces on that, you're not going to ever finish it. So then nothing ever gets done. Also, I remember when I went to college. So, you know, I did theater. So I was I'm still weird, but I went in high school. I was an interesting person because I played football and I did theater, right? So I did theater and also played football. And so that was, I mean, weird in itself, right? I wanted to continue. Now, in high school, I could do it. I could do both. Right. And I even was able to I made the basketball team my final year. I think the coach literally just put me on the team because I was this like crazy energy guy who chased everybody around. You know, like I worked really hard in practice. So he put me on the team. I didn't play much in basketball. Now, football, I ended up going to play in college. But here's the thing. When I got to college, right, it was interesting because, you know, I was playing football. I was doing theater, and I also was in. We had like a show choir, and so I was in these different programs. But here's the thing: as we know, when you get to college, that becomes exceedingly more difficult because each program wants 100% of your time, but you can't give 100% of your time if you're in these multiple programs. So what happens? You give 100, 120% of your effort. But each thing that you're doing only is getting 30% of your effort, 40%, 20% of your effort because it's spread too thin. So what happened to me in college was I had to end up, you know, getting out of football. I made the decision that I was not going to be going to the NFL or making, you know, money in football. So, you know, and at the time I was actually getting more money from, you know, I was getting more scholarship money from theater and singing than I was in football. So, you know, I had to make the decision and I made the decision to stop playing football. But, you know, the point to all this was, is that was the moment in my life where I learned a very valuable lesson about how someone can give everything they have, but only produce, you know, 30% of something. Or 20% of something, or 40% is like they doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get 100% production. You know what I'm saying? So that is a very important lesson. You know, as I look back and I think about that time, and now, you know, fast forward to my life now, you know, I've been through this throughout my life. And, you know, this business, VO's Journey Voiceover, you know, when I first started, and of course, you know, I was working a full-time job. I was a teacher and I was a theater teacher. So, you know, theater teachers, you know, you go to school, but then also, you know, you stay after, you know, I mean, like there's a significant amount of your work is after school. So it's not like you go and you just come home, right? You stay after school, you stay weekends, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways. So, you know, I was doing this work, I was busy. And you know, I started a voiceover business, but when I first started, all I did was I focused on doing audiobooks, auditioning and doing audiobooks. That's all I did. Now, I'm just telling you my story about focus right now, and then we'll fast forward to now and how I can help you. But I'm just kind of giving you the backstory. But I'm saying when I first started, all I did was focus on audiobooks. I mean, that's it. I made sure that, I mean, literally, that's all I did. Now, I think a part of that, too, I didn't know anything else. Also, you know, I didn't think I was going to do anything else. All I thought I was going to do was be an audiobook narrator. And on top of that, I didn't even focus on money. So here's an interesting thing. You know, when everything I'd ever started in my life or I've done is always, the focus has always been on money. But with this business, when I started, I didn't even care about money. As crazy as that sounds, I didn't. Actually, all I really wanted was to prove to myself that I could perform on a level still, because I had performed younger and I'd done some professional work, but it had been many years since I had performed, and I wanted to throw my hat in the ring and be a performer again. But in a way that wasn't going to bankrupt me, because, you know, I have a family and a house and cars and, you know, mortgage and things like that. So I couldn't just up and start traveling around the country trying to find acting jobs. Right. So, you know, I focused, and that's all I did. And, you know, the crazy thing is I worked continuously from the beginning. I mean, I got audiobooks, jobs, and I worked. Now, a lot of them were royalty share. Some of them were paid, but most of them were royalty share. And I just worked and I worked and I worked and I worked and I worked, and I did hundreds and hundreds of books. You know, I did books under my name. I did books under pseudonyms. I did books for other people. I mean, I did so much. I was just constantly working. I got to a point where I was doing like 6 or 7 audiobooks a week, right? Sleep was becoming very difficult. I even fell asleep a couple of times in my booth while I was recording, you know, because I was recording at like 2 or 3 in the morning. By the way, you know, when I say it, I always remember when I say it, it sounds, you know, so like, you know, like this, you know, like in my mind, you know, it's like Rocky music playing. it was sucked, man. It sucked a lot, you know, doing 2, 3 in the morning. And on top of that, I do not, you know, it's funny. Okay, look, you got to do what you got to do. And I did what I had to do. But, you know, I look back on that time, and after you work a full day's work like that, and you're narrating like 2 or 3 in the morning, your voice, you know, I mean, that's why if you go back and listen to my work from the early beginning, that's why it sounded like this. That's how I sounded. Even when if you go back and listen to the first couple of podcasts, that's because they were done at like 1:12, 1:02 a.m. in the morning. It was like, welcome to a VO, because I was freaking exhausted. So I find that, you know, that's funny itself. But the point I'm trying to make is I focused. And what was crazy was I got lots of work, continuous work. I was continuously working. Now, again, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I was continuously working. I continuously had a job. And what I learned was so important, right? I learned so much value. I got so much value from, you know, just nonstop reading out loud. You know, it's funny because, you know, I have my bachelor's and my master's degree. And, you know, I did very well in postgraduate studies but I always struggled with reading. I've always struggled with reading. I mean, you know, just because I would get bored, you know what I mean? And because I never, you know, I didn't read very much until I got older, interestingly enough. So anyways, the point I'm trying to make to you is that I had to like almost train myself to read faster, to read better. And that was something that I really went through a lot of struggle with because, you know, I messed up all the time. I mean, I was constantly messing up. So anyways, it took an extreme amount of focus and desire, I think, to get past all that because I screwed up like every other sentence. I didn't know how to edit. My stuff sounded bad all the time to me. There was always noise. I mean, it really was rough those first couple of years that I look back on it. I mean, it was a constant, you know, and you know, you'll feel that. I mean, most of you probably feel that way if you're in it at that point where it's just, it's a constant, you're just constantly trying to get things right. It seems like it'll never end like that, but it will. You will get to a point where it all just boils down to your performance and interpretation, all of the other stuff, your editing, your equipment. Anyways, so that focus really, I think, started my career off on the right foot because, you know, one led to another, and I moved over to, I started doing audiobooks on Fiverr, and that took off because at the time, not a lot of people were doing audiobooks on Fiverr. I don't think very many at all. And, you know, I'd put, same with like Scary Halloween Voices. This was back in 2017. And, you know, so Fiverr was just starting to really begin to grow, like the voice, you know, different verticals like voiceover and stuff like that. Even though there had been people around a voiceover for about 5-6 years on there, it really started to grow and they started to change things. Like they had just changed to the scale where you could use words and it wasn't packages, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, they had made a lot of changes. Anyways, so that focus, it changed my life. I mean, just nonstop focusing on doing one thing, you know, and then it really shot putted my growth from like $800 in the first year to $20,000 the second year. And then the third year over $100,000. I mean, in 3 years. And it's crazy because, you know, if you guys listen to podcasts, right, you know that, you know, I started my business in April of 2017. And I retired. I mean, I left my job. I quit my job to go full time at this in 2019, the summer of 2019. And I mean, like, that's, you know, that's 2 years. That's not even 2.5 years. That's two. Well, yeah, 2 years and a couple months. Right. So, I mean, like, I never even expected that. In fact, when I started, I never even thought I was going to replace anything. I just wanted to be just to say I was an audiobook narrator. And now, listen, I don't think it's okay if you are, you know, you would like to make money when you're starting out. Of course, that's okay. Right. But I'm just saying, just telling you, for me, it really made me focus, I believe, on the right things. Right. Like the things like, for example, you know, auditioning, getting a job, no matter when you're first starting, no matter how much it pays you. Now, some people will argue about that fact, and that's okay. You know, I mean, we all have differing opinions. But I think one of the best things I did starting out was I focused on getting work, not on how much I was being paid. And that changed my life because what it meant was I always had work. I mean, literally from the beginning, I was working nonstop. Again, it wasn't like I was working for money. Royalty share is like the hope that you're going to make money. So it wasn't like I wasn't working and with the hope I was going to make money. But, you know, if you're on ACX or something like that, you're going to take jobs that might not make you anything. But the point is, I was constantly working, constantly doing audiobooks, you know, and then as my Fiverr account grew over a couple years, you know, when Fiverr took off, you know, that's, you know, when I hit 100,000 on Fiverr by itself. You know, that was a crazy, crazy time. And that was in my third year, you know, going into my third year, it was nuts how much I was making from that. And, you know, that focus really led me to success. Now, fast forward to today. There is a lot going on. And I still have nonstop ideas. Like, you know, and they just, they're amazing, but they're also insidious because they can creep in and make you believe that you have to do XYZ. And if it's really good, if they're really sneaky, it'll make you believe that you have to do those things in order for you to grow what you're trying to grow. But I found that over time, and if I'm really honest with myself, that there really is only a small set of things, literally like one to three things that you really, I mean, really have to do, right, to be successful with what you're trying to be successful for. Are there processes? Yes, as they're learning, of course. And those are pieces to the pie. But in the end, when you boil it down, right, like, for example, voice actors, what is the one thing that we have to do no matter what? Well, the one thing that we have to do no matter what is get work. But that's it. You know, everything else, you know, get work. Now, you notice I didn't say in there make money. Okay, making money is different than getting work sometimes. Money is a byproduct of right action. Okay, money is a byproduct of taking the right actions. If you are focusing on work and getting work, learning, growing. I mean, when you're first starting out, by God, you got to learn. You got to learn the ins and outs of just what it means to, you know, deal with a customer, deal with crappy customers, you know, deal with hard copy that doesn't make a lot of sense, deal with editing, deal with equipment that your equipment that's okay, but it's not great. Your space, the challenges of noise, understanding your DAW, navigating the industry, learning. There's so much to learn. I mean, for God's sakes, the vocabulary. I didn't even know what a pop filter was when I first started. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Like, you've got so much to learn. So focusing your efforts is paramount. Your focus should be getting work. And while you're getting work, your focus should be learning how to be better at that work you're trying to accomplish. All right. I found a safe haven within audiobooks because I felt that, I mean, at the time, there's just so much. And the funny thing is, there's even more now than there was then. Now, ACX is not the same place it used to be. I'm not going to lie. It's not the same. It's harder to navigate now because there's, you know, a lot more junk there than there was 5-6 years ago. But, right, there is still a lot to be done there and a lot of other places. And, you know, Fiverr and these places are so even more accessible. And especially like if you're a part of a VO's Journey Elite Academy, you know, and things like that, you know, we are helping guide voice actors to those places that are the best places to focus your energy on now. So if I leave you with anything, is that focusing your energy on the right things, the small set of things. Don't forget, get a piece of paper and write down what your number one job is. Maybe one to three things. That's it. That are the most important things for you to do. Everything else is a nice wish list, but it's not the most important thing. Right? It's really not. So focus on the most important thing and only focus on that. And I promise you, you will see growth like you've never seen it before. If it's the right thing you're focusing on. And that's why sometimes it is great to have some guidance, right? Whether it's a coach, a community, an academy, whatever it is, it's good to have some guidance to help you down that path. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, I really appreciate it. It's so good to talk to you all and just chat. I always feel like when I do these, I'm chatting with you guys and just telling you what I'm thinking. And I appreciate that you listen. So thank you as always. Take it easy. Remember, check out. We're doing 50% off the first month over at VO's Journey Elite Academy. We'd love to have you. Take it easy, my friends. Peace.